This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. The city of Portsmouth is playing host to a celebration of speculative fiction and art known as Anthocon. It's a celebration that yields an anthology of work produced by its participants. The conference begins today, and joining me now to talk about it are Tim Deal, John Morse, and Mark Wally, the organizers of the conference. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us here.
Thanks very much.
So how did Anthocon get started? We'll start with you, Tim.
So in 2007, I launched a small press publishing company called Shroud Publishing, and with that, a quarterly journal called Shroud Magazine. And to promote any kind of publishing company, it's really critical that you go to different conferences. So I was I had planned a number of conferences to attend. I was friends at the time with both Mark Wally and Johnny Morse. And Mark volunteered to help me at a conference because he had experience of his own setting up and preparing for conferences. So I took him along, and he ended up pretty much just taking over for me and setting up the booth for me. The following year, we went to a conference. Johnny came along, and it was just great having the help, and their experience was invaluable. And on those long drives to the conferences, invariably the discussion would come up about starting our own, because we felt that the conferences we attended were great. The community of people were fascinating, and we enjoyed interacting with that community, but we thought we could do something really big in the Seacoast, New Hampshire area.
So what is speculative fiction?
Speculative fiction, I guess, is a fancy term for any of those genres of fiction that include horror, fantasy, science fiction, bizarro, neo-noir, anything that transcends the realm of mainstream fiction.
So we're not talking Raymond Carver type stuff. We're talking more along the lines of Stephen King, H.P. Lovecraft kind of.
Correct.
Past years have sometimes, but not always, had a theme for the anthology. No theme this year. What can you say about the content that might end up in the next anthology that springs from Anthocon?
This is Mark. So the next anthology that's coming out is obviously it's people from the community who've attended Anthocon are eligible to submit. And it actually doesn't really have a theme. It's mostly, you know, the authors submit, and it gives certain authors who are sometimes bound to their genre a chance to break out of the genre and write something a little different. All the anthologies have been a little bit of everything.
Can you give an example of an author who has done just that, broken out of what they've normally done for the sake of this anthology?
I'll go back to anthology year one. We have an author, T.T. Zuma, who mostly writes horror. He actually wrote a crime story, a short story, which got selected for anthology year one. He wrote a story about crime, which takes place in a New Hampshire town.
So your website also talks about, it says, books, film, art, and games. And I was curious about the games part. What kind of games will you guys be highlighting at the festival?
In the last couple of years, we've been trying to build an RPG leg, because a lot of people who write end up sometimes delving into the writing for role-playing games. Traditionally, the most well-known is Dungeons & Dragons, but there's actually a lot out there. And this year, we have one of the gentlemen who owns Great Old Ones Publishing, who's sponsoring a game called Call of Cthulhu. He's going to run that on Friday night.
What else would you be exploring this weekend? Anything else that you're particularly excited about?
Yeah, this is John. This will be the second year that we've done Anthojam, where we get the authors that are also musicians to get together and play a few songs. So we've gone out and polled everyone to find the songs that we want to play. People take their parts. They're rehearsing them wherever they live, folks from New York, folks from New Hampshire, all over the place. And we'll come in and we'll do a jam session on the Saturday night event, where we'll all get together and get up and sing and play and have that other experience.
So this conference seems to have a lot to offer for writers, musicians, as you said. What about people who just like to read? Are people who just like to read and are interested in this kind of thing coming along?
Absolutely. We want to make sure that the conference is as inclusive as possible. And while there are a lot of writers who are in attendance, and there's a big writer and artist community, There'll be a number of readings and signings for people that just enjoy this type of literature. So we definitely welcome a reader base, and we would love to get just pure fans there as well of our special guests and of our writers. So there'll be plenty for them to do in terms of get books signed, buy books, buy other items, specialty items in the vendor space. And the vendor space is free. They can wander the vendor space, browse if they want to, without having to commit to the entire conference.
So why Portsmouth? What is it about the city of Portsmouth that makes it so amenable to a conference like this?
So we've all lived in the Seacoast area for some time, although some of us have moved out. I'm still there. There's a special attachment to the Seacoast. We all met each other while we were living in the Seacoast. I've been out in that area since about 1984. It's a special place. It's a special community for artists and authors, and it's really conducive to that kind of a vibe.
So for listeners out there who are interested in signing up and attending, it's Friday. This runs through Sunday. What do they have to do now?
This is Tim. So for people that want to attend the show and just show up, we'll be selling day passes for $20, which will allow them access to a number of workshops, a lot of the readings, and other panel discussions during the day on Saturday or on Sunday.
That's Tim Deal, one of the organizers of AnthoCon, a speculative fiction conference based in Portsmouth. Also in the studio with me are Mark Wally and John Morse. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And for a list of the top five books on Tim Deal's bookshelf, visit nhpr.org. And we've been asking you for your recommendations on what to read. PJ from Wolfboro writes, "One of the best books I've read about New England is The Yankee Pioneers, A Saga of Courage by Samuel B. Pettengill." That's the one on PJ's list. What's on yours? You can send us your recommendations by email, books@nhpr.org, or tweet us. We're at NHPR. I'm Peter Biello, and this is The Bookshelf from NHPR.